It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
You guys, The Penguin.
Okay.
On Max. I've heard such good things.
The Penguin is awesome.
Is it?
Is it a movie, a series? It's a series
based on the DC character, The Penguin.
Mm-hmm. I cannot believe that's Colin Farrell.
That's the thing. Dude. It's Colin Farrell in a fat suit with heavy makeup. You would have no idea it's him.
Ever. He would walk past you. You would never notice.
I was so impressed by his acting in this show. And truly, you would never know it's him. And it's not your typical... I was going into this like, oh, he's going to be fighting Batman and everything. No. It's like a gangster
kind of
TV
the underworld.
Show. It's the underworld. Very dark. You don't get any hint of Batman until the very last second of episodes.
One thing that I actually saw about The Penguin, because I've not watched the series yet, but what I loved about it was it was a behind the scenes, and he's thanking the crew on the last day of shooting. Yeah. So it's Colin Farrell in his Irish accent, like what he's talking, but in the Penguin costume, and it threw me off.
I bet.
What is happening right now? Because he's just being himself, but he's in this fat suit of looking like The Penguin.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I just want to thank all my crew and everybody. I love you guys. And I was like, what is happening
throughout
right
the
now?
Movies well, talking see, like
that's
this.
That's the only thing. That's the
and
only thing
the
I've seen.
Old school Batman movies, the one with Danny DeVito as the Penguin, is one of my
it's
favorites.
The farthest
of all
thing
time.
From that, Katie.
So good.
It truly is.
But I'm already interested because I do
Danny
love the
DeVito.
Penguin character.
That's
you know?
Well, see, and that's what I was going in with this. I was like, oh, he's going to be munching on fish in the sewer, in the zoo or whatever. Farthest thing from that.
Okay.
If you are just into like gangster type shows and you know a lot of murder, death, kill.
Did you see the Batman movie?
I didn't. The
okay,
latest
so
one.
He's in that. So
okay, I didn't know that.
That's the Penguin that I know. And so I have not seen the original one
love
with Danny
it.
DeVito.
No, oh,
I know Danny
to.
DeVito from It's Always Sunny.
Yeah,
so
I
you
know.
Saying him as the Penguin
this is
funny.
It's a different role for Danny DeVito.
But it's interesting because that's the only Penguin that I really know.
Yeah.
So I'm really interested in the series. I just haven't seen it yet.
You got to watch it, buddy. Okay. Set aside some time. Binged it. I watched an episode like every day for, I don't know, 9 days straight.
HBO? What's it on?
It's on Max.
Max? Okay,
it's
cool.
On Max.
Yeah, I have
so
it.
If you have that.
Yeah.
So good. So all right.
Cool.
Probably the only good thing that came out of my vacation, actually.
Was watching that, yeah.
No.
It sucked so hard, you guys. It was just...
Which is a bummer.
Why?
It was a bummer. And Nick Nack and I were talking about it last night, and we're like, we just were not feeling this break at all. I mean, it was just constant... We just felt like it was constant cleaning and picking up and cooking. And
were you guys hosting
cleaning.
This year?
Yeah.
We hosted a couple events, and then, we had a couple other events other places, so you are just preparing for that. And then Christmas hits, and then you spend all day, you know... Cleaning up from that.
Yeah,
and
you said you had three big parties.
We had
that
three
you
big
did.
Parties.
Yeah.
And it just it sucked. It
that
just really
sucks.
Did. And it just we didn't have the Christmas spirit this year for some reason. Just kind of.
You need
year.
A good balance of the Netflix on the couch and you know equal
and
time
we didn't
with the
get
family.
A lot of just downtime.
You need
you know?
That. You need that so you can appreciate the time with the family. Because I can't even tell you how many hours I sat on the couch this break because I was dog sitting for a good part of it. So I watched all of the Harry Potter movies one day. I think that all of... I watched
do you have
so
bed
many,
sores?
I watched so many Christmas movies
like
that
hours.
They just all became one. Like, it was just one big Christmas movie where they went to a small town. It was in the mountains. Someone found love.
I
then
can't
they
imagine
bought
your
a tree
life.
Farm. Like, yeah, no, it, that was there was so much of that. But I also got out and did a lot of stuff. So I feel like by the time the vacation ended, I wanted to come back to work so bad. I was like, that's a really good break. When I missed you guys so much, I was like, I feel refreshed. Yeah.
I was just ready to get away from my family.
See, that's crazy. I feel much more like Katie in this instance where like I was constantly doing stuff. I was literally always with friends, always with family.
You guys
hanging
suck.
Out, yeah. doing a bunch of fun stuff. But then I also did have some downtime. Like I got every Christmas movie in that I wanted to this year. I have not been able to do that in a long time. I got to hang. My family has the annual Christmas movie that we watch together on Christmas Eve every night. We got that in. Christmas morning was one of the most fun Christmases I've had in a long time, which was awesome. And I don't know. I feel like you.
I have joy jealousy right now.
I know.
I have joy jealousy.
Oh, no. I was so excited to come back to work and talk about it. And then Jer hits us this morning with a, this break sucks.
This is the worst break ever.
Katie and I were like, what?
Yeah, no, that's great. You're the yin to my yang here.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess so,
I mean,
man.
But it's generally not like that for us. We usually have a pretty darn holiday, good holiday season, but It just sucked.
Well, did you at least get a good gift that made it better?
No, because...
No?
You know what my gifts were this year, Katie?
What?
We got new pots and pans.
Ooh.
Cutting boards.
Oh, ew.
And various other kitchen utensils. It was a practical... We got a new duvet cover and pillowcases.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was one of those Christmases where Nick Nack and I were like, we don't really know what to get each other because we don't need anything. So let's get practical gifts. So my Christmas morning was pots and pans and cutting boards.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That pretty much sums it up, you guys.
My sister got me a sterling silver pierogi necklace, so I'm really happy over here.
Like, Josh got an Alexa.
I know. Like,
I will
I
did get one practical gift that I was so excited for.
What'd you get?
I don't know. I get really dry in the winter, and so my parents got me like this state-of-the-art, really expensive humidifier. I'm so it's amazing. It's one of the best things I've ever had. It's a cold or hot humidifier.
Bougie.
There's no filter in it. You like have filtered water that comes with it. I'm telling you, like this thing is
that's a grown-up gift.
If
it
you
is.
Saw the price, you would
it's a game
flip.
Changer
but it
right
was
there.
One of the nicest things I've ever gotten.
Your skin must be so soft.
Oh my gosh, I'm like to the
touch
touch.
His face right now.
It's so nice. It's oh, it's very soft.
Oh,
it's very
oh,
soft.
It's
I'm
soft.
Soft. But it's
like
soft.
A little moisture came out when she touched
oh, yeah,
it.
Yeah,
I saw.
I was going to say, yeah. Anyway, it's great. No, it's fantastic. I'm using my filter. It's one of the best,
you're so grown
one
up.
Of the best adult gifts that I've gotten.
Grown up gift.
Like,
it
getting
is.
A humidifier was better than my entire break.
That was pretty good.
I have joy jealousy.
Oh, no.
Nick Nack is texting me right now because
uh-oh.
I was complaining about the pots
yeah.
and pans and cutting boards.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, why didn't you mention the Pac-Man picture that I got you that was epic? And then she sent the little middle finger emoji. She's like, no big deal. That's cool. Okay, so I will say that Nick Nack did get me, it's like this big canvas print, and I like retro vintage
yeah.
stuff, and
yeah.
it's a picture of, it's Pac-Man eating like four of the little ghosts, and it's a black canvas and then bright Pac-Man and bright ghosts on it. I could probably post a picture of this, actually.
Dude, I was going to say, you showed us the picture.
It's pretty
cool.
That's pretty cool.
Right?
That
is
was,
cool.
Yeah.
That was one cool gift.
That's really, really cool. Where are you going to put it?
In my basement when I finally finish it.
In the man cave.
In
man
the man
cave.
Yeah,
man
that's
going to
go
up.
Downstairs with all my toys and stuff. So
I
will
cool
say that was
gift.
Cool. But like right after I opened that, it was like, here's a package of new spatulas.
Right
after.
You're like, here's your practical gift.
Yeah.
So anyway, oh, that's too bad.
I'm glad you're listening, honey.
Hopefully they weren't black plastic
thanks for
spatulas.
Listening.
I know, right?
Those ones are bad.
She got them on Temu.
I will say
oh,
that
no.
our New Year's Eve also sucked.
Okay.
We didn't go out. Did you guys go out for New Year's Eve?
I did not, no.
We had a
you
party.
You had a
dude,
party?
I went to bed at 4 a.m. New Year's Eve.
Holy
was,
cow.
I guess New Year's Day.
I stayed
Day.
Up late.
I
New
was 10:01. I watched
oh.
the ball drop at 10,
so
and then I went to bed.
I party hopped, and I didn't even mean to. I was going home, and then I got a text from my friend that was like, hey, come over. We're going again. I was like, okay, sounds good. So I did that.
Really?
At 2:30 in the morning, he
at
got that text.
At
2:30
in the morning is when I got
I know.
Text. Yeah, and it was. I was so tired because like I knew I wasn't sleeping over at anybody's, so I stayed completely sober that night. So I was like, I can drive, it's fine, whatever. And I'm driving home to go to bed
yeah.
at 2:30, and I got that text, and I was like, it's not that far from me. I was like, okay, all right,
well,
sounds good.
The night continues.
Oh, my
yeah,
gosh, man. That's... And I was just thinking the whole time, I was like, the next day, I'm going to be up at this hour. And
yeah.
I was like, I hate that. I hate
yeah.
thinking about that.
It's true, man.
But I slept in. I woke up on January 1st at like, 11:30 a.m. Because
oh,
I went to bed at 4,
yeah.
4:15.
Ah, the life of a 29-year-old.
Well,
yeah,
and I honestly, I stayed up until like 2 o'clock in the morning, New Year's Eve as well, but I was reading a book. I wasn't partying or anything.
So yours was fairly lame, too.
It was. Well, I did eat the grapes before. So
you did your
it
good
was,
luck grapes.
Yeah, did the good luck grapes, and then I read a book until about 2 in the morning, and then I fell asleep. I woke up at 8 yesterday just so I could get back into the swing of things, but this is a rough shift. Like, this
is.
Is rough.
It is,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, getting back into it's a little harder than
I did not sleep well last night. My body clock was a little wonky, so I didn't sleep well last night.
We hung with the kiddos on New Year's Eve and played board games, and I did make a prime rib, which was that was the highlight probably. But we were laughing because we were watching all the coverage. We were switching back and forth between Nashville and New York City, watching all the performances.
I liked
Nashville. Nashville was
Nashville
awesome.
Was cool.
It was really good.
I liked
some
both
really
of
great
them.
Performances.
Yeah.
But the one thing that we noticed while we were watching all these. New Year's Eve performances on TV, every commercial was some sort of ailment for the elderly. And like it was
it's
all
bad.
These new medications, and there was like assisted living, and we saw something for like life insurance. So it's like essentially we're watching all this stuff on New Year's Eve, And they're catering to that audience that is home on New Year's Eve. So you're getting all of the Ozempic and blah, 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 and listening to all these side effects during New Year's Eve. And you're like, man, we're definitely not out this year.
All right. Oh, no.
This is our life now. This is our crowd.
This is us now. Yeah. Here we are.
Thanks for the reminder.
Stretch before we go to bed.
I know. Nicole's like, we got to go out next year. We got to go do something.
Got to do it.
Yeah. Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.